If it costs you to run your property in the 1840s, 1850s, 1860s, when many of these careers were spent, was whether property was natural and inevitable and indeed God given, or whether it was just a function of an economic system that could be altered if economic policies were altered. The phrase that was often used was the two nations of the rich and the poor, because there are somehow two countries occupying the same space, two populations who seem to have almost nothing in common, who occasionally bump up against each other, but usually move around in a separate world, and try beleaguered, cut off from each other. But Nancy proved was that these were not opposites. The rich and the poor were like two sides of the same coin. And although he didn't offer any serious political analysis in the way that some of the Ingalls did, nor did he offer the kind of moralistic copy and copy of some of his contemporaries, what he did do was to show that poor people were people before they were poor. He was more interested in their humanity and their stories than he was in the economic facts that underlay their particular problems. What's important to recognize, I think, is that this only came about because of the fear of poor. Anyone who's read Billy Clark will know that that fear of disease spreading from the poor areas to the rich areas dominates as a genius and an entire novel. And one of the things that Dickens asks about is what connection can there be between the stately villages in the world and the slums of the world? And what he shows throughout the hundreds and hundreds of pages of the novel is that the rich and the poor are infinitely connected. You cannot cut yourself off from the people around you, even if you've never met them. Now, gradually, what started off in Nancy's work was the fear that the poor might contaminate the middle class actually ends up finding other points of contact between the classes. Contact which is sympathy, is fellow feeling, is a recognition that, I suppose, is in fact the recent crisis. We're all in this together.